Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't got no makeup.
HT make the wave.
California dreaming. We want the women, weed, and the weather. Popping out every season. Ain't no place I'd rather be. California dreaming. California, California dreaming.
California dreaming, bad bitches and good weed. 64 Impalas, the beaches and palm trees. She told me let's get hypey, I'm guessing she from the Bay. She said it's been a year or two since she moved to LA. What you talking about? Pour some liquor while we vibing. She say she wanna take me to the Beverly Center and go inside it. Cool, that's how we rockin'. I heard a party going on, my nigga said it's a Compton. Imagine we get it poppin' with liquor up in our system. We vibing all in the mix while we moving it with the rhythm. Cause you can live and die in LA. Even when you're locked in, that don't mean shit straight. Hey, good weed help me meditate. They got the beaches, palm trees, plus the weed and the weather straight. Nigga, I've been trying to elevate. I'm just California dreaming, I'ma go on and let the record play.
California dreaming. We want the women, weed and the weather. Popping out every season. Ain't no place I'd rather be. California dreaming. California, California dreaming. California.
See the sunrise, riding down sunset. Only here for the weekend, I ain't done yet. I don't eat sweets, but baby, we can hit the cookie store. Burn another blunt, yeah, they knowin' what we looking for. 6'4", all the Maybach. She wanna roll with a winner, baby girl, gon' lay back. In the Airbnb, come and fuck with me. Couple bands on the house, living luxury. I'm a Texas nigga, show me how you do it. When she get the playing song, show her how to chop and screw it. Ayy, building connect, I don't really think she knew it. Had to chop it up about it, really getting into it. Ayy, press record on the video. Then knock it out for about an hour, we can watch it on the Vizio. I'm really trying to get busy though. While I'm California dreaming, drinking and rolling cookie dough.
California dreaming. We want the women, weed, and the weather. Popping out every season. Ain't no place I'd rather be. California dreaming. California, California dreaming. California.
Here in the Lee Lounge with all these people that doing great things. We got the whole Ted truck out here, the people that's out here that they chilling, they doing everything that it is to do when it comes to food. We got the food truck that is banging, and they got that crawfish, that lobster, tails, they got everything out here. We got some great people coming on in a few minutes. Y'all stay tuned. Here we go with the girl with your red, real red talk, real straight talk with red. I'm sorry. Here we go.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Why you make it so complicated? Off the drain, we concentrating. I know you won't leave me hanging. Smoking weed out the container. We spend cash for entertainment. There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying. It's me and you and we making arrangements. It's you and me and we making arrangements.
Is it hot in here or is it just me? I'm so high in here, been smoking on this weed. Told him go and take a shot on three. Told him drink, it's on me. Yeah, the drinks are on me. I said now go and take a shot on me. Only drug a bitch is on is the tree. But I like to tell
You guys, you're back with your girl Red and Real Straight Talk. I'm here with that girl.
Hello, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
We chilling.
Y'all come tune in.
Yeah, we out here at that Lee Lounge off of Hillcroft and 90.
Oh, we also got Chad's food truck out here. Y'all come check it out.
Chad is, hey, they doing their thing right now. Right now, we can't do that. But right now, we out here with the food. We eating. We having a real straight talk. And the people are out here. And they getting all the food. Y'all better come out here and join us. So, girl, hey, tell me how it's been since you've been out here, over here, with the trash food truck.
Me?
Yes, girl.
You talking to me? Oh, baby, it's amazing. Let me tell you, when I first started the Chad's Food Truck, I ain't know what the hell I was doing, y'all. I ain't know what the hell I was getting myself into. But after a couple of days, baby, I got on that truck and I started getting that feeling. You know how you get that feeling when you like, ooh, that good feeling, you know what I mean? But I got on there and, you know, cooking is what I like to do. I love to do that shit. So, excuse my language, I'm sorry. But that food truck, I'm going to tell you right now, them wings popping, baby.
They are popping.
We got fried crab legs. We got lobster tails. Y'all come out here. Y'all come get y'all some good food.
Hey, right now, it's a lot of people out here, and they are really coming through, and they getting the food. They partying. They getting a drink. We doing everything. I don't know what's going on right now. We got so many people in the building. Girl!
Come on.
What, look at them. They rolling in. They rolling in. But I tell you, they rolling in. They rolling in. And we doing our thing. And Chaz is right here. So let me get into my real talk. So I've been talking to my sisters, and we all been on Whoopmo Radio Network. And we were talking about men. And our first thing was, how do we get our men to be men and not do the reverse thing with women becoming the men and the men becoming the women? How do we do that? Tell me, how do we put our men back in their place? So tell me.
Okay. You cannot put a man in his place. If you wasn't raised to become a man, then it ain't in your blood. You feel me?
Yes.
It's not in your blood to be a man, because you can't raise no man.
Well, I'm not trying to raise them. I'm just trying to put them back where they perspective places where they supposed to be.
That's up to them. We can't make choices for them. They got to make their choices. You feel me? Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, you're right. You're right in some sense. So what I was trying to figure out is every time I turn around, women are starting to do the things that men were supposed to do from the beginning of time.
About that.
You know what I'm saying? We had a conversation on Whoopmo Radio Network with your girl, Porsche. And Porsche was telling us, you know, hey, men are doing the reverse thing. They're becoming the women, and we're becoming the men.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? We're working. We're taking care of home. And men are sitting back at home looking at TV, watching a soap opera, and playing games.
In these days, that's what we have. That's what we have going on these days. And it's bullshit. You know?
And that's definitely true.
I was raised to do things on my own, because you can never depend on the next person, right? Regardless if it's a man or a woman, depending on the situation, you can't never depend on anyone. You got to go out there and get that bag, right? Because if you don't get that bag, who going to get it for you?
Exactly. My mom taught us that, hey, step out, do what you have to do with your family, take care of your family, your children, you know, do what you need to do. And then a man is for you to your pleasure. You know what I'm saying? I don't need you.
A man is only there for the moment, right?
Yes.
A man is only there for the moment.
Yes. You there for what I need you for.
Yeah.
You're not there because I'm here we go. We got the girl in the building, your girl. Gorgeous, Denise is in the building, baby.
What's up?
She came out to show out.
What's up? We out here at Elite Lounge over here, bro. Give me 2 seconds, I'm looking at the address.
We outside. We outside, y'all. We on the patio.
Yeah, y'all.
12403 Hillcroft. Elite Lounge.
Elite Lounge, baby.
If you're from Houston, you know South Main and Hillcroft. We out here. What's up, ladies?
What's
up, how are
girl?
You?
Oh, look.
So, I'm working. I got my little thing on, but I stopped by to say hi.
Yeah.
What y'all talking about?
Yeah, we was talking about men, real men, and fake men.
Is
Lord
there
Jesus.
Even a such
we
thing?
Was, we was
oh, my God.
Men
she got a
moment.
Good man. She, this motherfucker right here.
I'm going to hook up with her.
She don't even need to talk. Her man is a man.
That's the same thing she said.
I asked her man
last night where his daddy was at. Because I know. He got a daddy, uncle, brother, cousin, somebody.
I asked about his brother.
One, I might ask about his sister. He was good. Oh, shit. At this point, yeah, I am.
We need somebody. Because the men we've been dealing with, oh, my God. We've had a time of our life last night, and we were talking about real men, and he stepped up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, he'll be here.
But he stepped up and he said some real stuff, girl. I want to get you by yourself because I heard what he was saying.
I didn't.
And I want to know. We want to know if he was doing exactly what he said he was doing.
But you know what, Red? To be honest with you, I really do believe everything he said because I haven't seen this woman smile this much since I've met her.
Yeah.
So
And
she's the I love.
I just need the brother.
He's amazing.
He's a really good guy, and it just really amazed me last night when we were talking, and we was on Whoop Mo Radio Network with your girl Porsche, and he was just spilling out his guts about how men supposed to be, and it was just killing me. And I had to get up and leave.
Yeah,
because I haven't seen
that shit took me somewhere, man. You know, I've been single for a while now, and I think I'm ready to settle down, but I want one of them kind.
That part.
You know, because the kind y'all
okay,
be mean, they be lying.
Y'all want to know what's funny?
What's the funny?
Okay, so I go to the store,
right,
to go get some goods. I need some stuff in my refrigerator.
Right.
So he tells me, okay, baby, come on, let's go to the store. I say, okay, I grab my purse. Come on,
okay. This is Success App. Sorry about that.
There you go.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Rotate, Rotate, on your phone.
Yes, we're back with your girl, Red.
What's
I got,
right,
yes, Lord, we got Mr. Infamous in the building.
What's up, bro?
So you going to tell us about these men?
Well, all I can tell you is a standard that I live by.
Right.
As a man of excellence, I personify, I emulate, I am excellent. So I want to be that in everything I do. When I talk to people about business, about relationships, friendships, whatever it may be, 100 all the time. True. Outside of relationship, relationship is based on two people being together and one.
Why Robin running orders? What's up?
So I'm just trying to figure out what I'm trying to figure. What I'm trying to figure, out is this: why do we have these certain type of men that don't want to take care of their women? Now we had one guy on the show last night with Womo Radio Network with your girl Porsche, and he was awesome. I love him. Every word he said out of his mouth was a truth.
I'll give him his props. I heard a part of the show last night. I came back on the accent of it, and I will say this. Real men pay bills. Real men pay their rate. Real men handle business, man. Real men keep it 100. If you're looking for a job, I mean, I, just like anybody else, would understand. But when it comes to putting yourself in the forefront, you handling your business is priority. So, you know what I'm saying? Real man standard, real man, that's real talk.
Yeah. And we always looking for real men and good workers.
Yep.
To work for, you know, DJR. Don't just rehabilitate community mental health center. We always looking for somebody good in most cities. Always.
One thing that I've seen is a turn of events. We did a job fair online just a few months ago. Five men out of 70 women, out of 70 applicants, five men, all the rest were women. This is the second time it's happened. Qualified women for the job. Some of them overqualified to work. I can't pay you $10 an hour for what I need for your qualification. But the men that are coming out, and they're very few in between in the past 4 years, too, that can do a specific job, focus on that job for 6 months. It's been ridiculous. A lot of men out here are wasting time doing whatever instead of providing.
Not providing for their families.
Even providing for themselves, man.
Exactly. And, you know, I had to get with my boys, and I was like, you know, you're wasting time. You know, because if you're not doing something for, you know, you don't make yourself look good.
Yeah.
You got to make your family look good.
Yeah. As a man, there are a lot of men, and it's not just because they're men. Society has made a lot of changes. And with those changes have broken down barriers for women, status quos for women, certain clout. As men, whether you're a man and your woman is making more money than you in a relationship, you are a man in the relationship if you 100 about it. If you're handling your business, organization is a key. It's a must. Personal hygiene, brothers. Some of you brothers need to stop walking in the corner store after work. I understand. But on a Saturday, getting ready for the game, I don't know what you've been doing, bro. Walking in trying to holler at somebody and you smell like, you know what I'm saying, yesterday's pump, man. Listen, personal hygiene is a must. All of you that are going with the dreads, with the mini fro twists and all that, keep it Gucci, man. You know what I'm saying? Your appearance speaks volumes for self as well as the brothers you kick it with. So, you know what I'm saying, keeping it with, I know in y'all's conversation last night, it stemmed on real men in relationships.
Right.
Real men in relationships. As a topic that
I was blown away.
I feel you. To hear somebody speak 100, a woman should not have to pay the bills if she's in a relationship with a man. I understand that.
Because we want to pay bills.
Right. And hey, pay your bills. We live together.
Now, if I'm by myself and I live by myself and I don't need no man or whatever, I'm going to take care of my business. You know, but if I got a dude that he's with me, we 100, we doing whatever.
He going to take care of everything. Yeah, I'm from the old school. I need my man to do whatever he needs to do to take care of home.
Yeah, I got to take into consideration our ages, where we come from, what limelight.
Shy Town in the building.
Okay, and so our age town, Shy Town Connect has been business-minded.
Exactly.
So we've worked together, built companies together with our sister for the past 5 years. And so outside of me being in the company of these women, I understand where they're coming from with the topic. The way the conversation went last night, I saw the shock and awe, because for a man to sit there and say, I know for a fact.
But he almost laid me down.
Hey, woman, should not be bent, man. Listen, I understand we are living in the 21st century. I understand things ain't the old truth, but there is a certain thing called chivalry. There is a certain etiquette when you're in a relationship. Hey, man, should open the door for his lady.
Exactly.
I've had women open the door for me. I'm not going
to. But you let me ask you a question. Because we always get these men, and we always get their representative. I want a man that I can get him from now and beyond. I don't want his representative.
Brothers, on some real OG talk, when you meet a woman, be you. You know what I'm saying? The Marxism of the streets. You know what I'm saying? Trying to be hard when you know you're not, you know what I'm saying, to get your slid up under, you know what I'm saying, a bar or something if you're in the wrong
exactly.
spot. Be 100, man, because you fail, and when it comes back counterfeit, man, you know what I'm saying, you're the one dealing with where you're going to go, and then she the one dealing with the fact that she done wasted all this time with you. Keep it 100, man. When you meet her, you think she out of your league, hey, you can think that, but if you think positive, maybe that may not be the case.
It may not, but let's switch gears.
All right.
I want you to tell me what you think about your candidate for your mayor, Sheila Jackson Lee. Tell me about her.
It's about
Ooh,
time.
Oh, my God.
It's about time.
It is.
It's about time.
She's a wonderful woman.
She's a patriot. She's a matriarch in our city. She's a trailblazer.
She is.
And she's not coming from a dark place. You know what I'm saying? She has paved the way for a lot of women, for a lot of men, black men, ethnic, Hispanic. She's worked for the minority from day one. For her to take this opportunity after being a woman in that field, after being knocked down a few times, she stayed in a position, she held her own, and she rode it out for as long as she has, and now it's time for her to move forward. So I think those that are in that place and that are looking at this election really need to look at Sheila Jackson Lee for the history and the track record that she has as far as her trying to be Houston's next mayor.
I think she can do it.
I think she can do it.
But
not
in
politics, but I've met Sheila Jackson Lee, a reputable woman. And you know,
I've met her several times. She's a wonderful woman. I love her so much. But on that note, we're going to go ahead and take a break. Got to pay some bills, y'all.
Full Mode Radio.
In the building.
Your boy Infamous.
Your girl Rick. In the building.
Y'all tune in.
Doing what we do.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Got it, it ain't a question. Oh, it ain't no one for guessing. So more than emotionally invested. Showing you all my imperfections. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah. If I was more than you could manage. Yeah. Open with me, oh, we could be honest. Closer to me, oh, giving me silence. Time to hold down, so just be careful what you take for granted. Yeah, 'cause yeah. Worry about it, I'm putting pressure. You'll only cut me if I let you. No, we ain't doing it just for pleasure. Either learn me or I'm a lesson.
All right now. Come on back, y'all.
Radio in full effect, baby. We
yes,
are
sir.
Back.
We are back in full effect.
We're right here.
Man, we right here at Elite Lounge.
Oh, he was the owner. Look at the owner. Right on the money, baby.
Oh, my God.
On Hillcroft.
Yeah, on Hillcroft. And what's his 90?
90 and West Airport
in 90. And they doing a big thing right here, baby. When I tell you, they got it going on over here. If you get you a whole setup, and you can get a whole setup, and you can get a section for $240.
Nice little VIP spot, Elite Lounge on the cross between West Airport and 90.
Man.
Right next door to Ralston's, baby.
I've been in several places, and every place I've been to, they set up for 300 or more. This lady got this, hey, she got it going on.
Nice.
And then she got fake night on Monday night. Come back with us. We're going to be here on Monday night for your girl, Gorgeous. She's going to do her thing here tonight on Monday night. Yes, Lord. She's going to have it here. We're going to have a safe. And also, they said something about they was going to be doing lamb.
But look, that's done by Chad.
It's by Chad.
Well,
and I'm going to be here because I like to eat.
Your girl Red like to eat, baby.
I'll be in the building. I ain't going to even lie. I'm straight, real straight talk. And I tell you the truth, I love to eat. And I'm going to give me some ribs and lamb.
And we'll get us some ribs.
Yeah, they got a lamb ribs.
Yeah.
They got a goat.
Listen, I tasted my first lamb burger the other day. Now, not just because I'm a part of this, but when we first started that aspect of the business, it was one of those things that I was kind of like, well, let's see how it goes. To actually be around people that have taken the time to say, hey, man, I want to learn this. Learn how to process some meat. Process your own lamb.
But they did that goat.
That
we sacrificed our billy goat.
Okay, look.
Oh, my God. We sacrificed our billy goat.
It wasn't a sacrifice, y'all. It was
a sacrifice.
Billy, you know what I'm saying?
It was
He was not sacrificed. He cashed out early.
Yeah.
Those of you that believe in it or not, look it up. The life of a goat. Hey, he had gotten to that point. Billy was processed.
Now he good as hell.
Go meet y'all if you're trying to watch the diet. Halal. Goat meat.
When I tell you I tasted it for the first time, and I was mad because my Billy goat had been gone, but when I tasted him, he was a bomb.com.
We're gonna back up a little bit. The reason we're talking about this, as far as her Billy goat getting processed again, he was processed, not sacrificed.
Right now,
who we are as a team is Smooth Mode Radio.
Right.
But we are part of something bigger.
So Billy had to take one for the team.
So Billy understands that to move forward from where he is on 60 acres out in Warden, Texas, where we're about to build a living community for disabled as well as our veterans. We already have a farm there with horses.
We got a farm,
goat, sheep, cows.
We have a cow.
I didn't know this process until we got into this, man.
Yes.
It's been a year. It's been a very
amazing,
very amazing year.
Yes.
Let me put it this way: your Robin has opened 6 businesses in a year.
Less than a year.
Franchise opportunities are open.
Houses.
Tuning in, man. Business opportunities. This is 2023. Our motto is, it's not about me, it's about we. Say, joint ventures. Take the opportunity. Look into them. LLC your ties, man, and make you some money with somebody.
And if you really, really want to take your business serious, come holler at your girl. We do that. That's what we do. We take care of each other. We make sure everybody do what they need to do as far as business is concerned. And we help you take your, get yourself together for your business.
From the ground up.
Yeah, from the ground up. Yeah. We do a lot.
That's going to be set for another show, Business Opportunities with Move Mode Radio.
Exactly.
Check us out.
Yeah.
On another note, our producer tonight that has set up the show, Brother Rock Muhammad.
Yes, Lord.
He has
a
sister. Relax and breathe.
Woo!
Drop a second to come up here and let the folks know about Relax and Breathe and how it can help you in your personal life as well as family and in the community.
Yes.
Come on, have this real quick, brother.
Yes! Come on, brother. Step in. We need you to step in. Ooh, look at it. We got Brother Rock in the building, boy. Go tell us about how you do to Relax and Breathe.
Relax and Breathe is a special system. It's something very personal. I created it myself in the clinic.
Right.
And so it's been 10 years now. We had our 10-year anniversary this year with Relax and Breathe being in the clinic and in the community.
Yep.
Right.
Relax and Breathe is a disruptor.
Right.
A disruptor for ignorance. Our tendency to allow our anger to get the best of us.
Right.
Exactly.
To destroy and disrupt cognitive dissonance, all the negative emotions that we experience.
Right.
Exactly.
It's not just afraid. It's a way of life.
It is.
It's a healthy way of life. And that's what they call meditation, which is the art of living.
Right.
So relax means to relax your shoulders, relax your hands, relax your face.
Right.
Relax your gut. Just doing that, learning how to relax that will,
right.
Goal. So it's kind of counterintuitive to put relax in front and breathe second, because
right.
Most people think to relax, you got to take a deep breath. Well, that's true. You can. But what we want to do is stimulate a relaxation response in the body versus a fight or flight response.
Right.
So the relaxed part is to help people get relaxation in the mindset and in the body. And then the proper way to breathe, actually, the ancient way that we focus on breathing is called diaphragmatic breathing. And that's breathing with the gut.
Right.
All in mammals breathe that way. That is the proper way to breathe, and most people don't breathe like that.
Right.
And what it does is it it depletes how much oxygen is going through the body. It affects your circulation because if you take some deep breaths, it can actually help bring down your blood pressure, you know, 5 to 10 points.
And it talks to your brain too, right?
That's what I'm about to say. And it clears the mind.
Right.
So we want to get in a middle place. That's the whole purpose of Relax and Breathe, which is the same thing as Buddhism, which is to get in the middle, what we call the middle path.
Right.
So we can observe extremes on the right to the left, positive
right.
or negative.
Right.
But we have to learn how to make decisions that are not based on our emotions, but are based on pure facts, logic.
Right. Exactly.
And that, to me, is a solution, you know, for the community.
Well, I noticed that I have taken some of our clients at our center, and we go different places, and you have been positive in their whole aspect of everything, because first thing they come out their mouth with is Relax and Breathe.
That's
they come tell me, they say, come on, Miss Wendy, you got to relax and breathe. And then I took some ladies to my spa here just recently Friday. They came out that mouth, I was in tears. But I was so happy. But they said, all you have to do is relax and breathe. And it was so funny. And we all, it was like 10 of us, and we bawled. We was laughing. It was so funny. We only thing we could think about was your method. Everything that you had taught them, everything that you had told them about relaxing and breathing. I mean, you know, people say, relax and breathe. We don't know how to relax. Well, yeah, we do. We know how to relax. But these clients love your Relax and Breathe. They love it. And it's been amazing for them. And it actually turned me around. And I was like, who don't know how to relax and breathe? But I learned. Yes, it changed me. And I was like, okay, I can say that. Then I need to learn what the word is. Because we can hear stuff. And people can tell us anything all day long, but until we figure it out, our way. Okay, he said relax and breathe. Okay, but the client's saying, hey, you need to relax and breathe and get your mind right and set it up. And okay, so now I learned from my own client. That taught me a lot. That taught me a lot. My clients was like, Wendy, relax and breathe. I was like, okay. And we had a ball. We had a wonderful time. Only on Relax and Breathe.
Mm.
Because you had taught them so much.
Yep.
And it was only 5 ladies.
Mm.
And they remember every word you taught them. And that's all they could talk about.
And
yes.
I'm so elated to hear that because one of the objectives of even creating the phrase.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you guys a little story. When I first was going to go into the clinics,
right,
I was a little intimidated because I heard crazy stories about clients doing stuff, hitting people,
right.
getting on them, doing
right,
stuff,
right.
crazy stuff. And so I told my mom, I said, I need to come up with something that, a word, a phrase, that they could use on themselves
right.
and each other. And so that's how I came up with Relax and Breathe. Because it's doing exactly what I intended it to do, which is them to use it on themselves, to tell themselves to do that, but to tell each other, you need to relax and breathe. You know, tell each other to relax and breathe. And that's what it's doing because it's the solution. A friend of mine, matter of fact, I did an interview with a guy. He's big in my hometown of San Diego, Deshaun Jones, 9Kill Radio. Shout out to Deshaun Jones.
Shout out.
He told me, well, he said it on the air because he does the internet radio thing. And he said on the air, he said, man, every time I see you, it just makes me want to relax and breathe. I was like, that's all right. If that's what people think when they see me, that's a good sign.
It's a good sign because guess what? When you got your client remembering every word you say, a lot of people be thinking, your client. Them people remember every word you say. And that is effective.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank
I love
you.
It. It changed my whole perspective about Relax and Breathe on yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I was like, okay, Relax and Breathe. When the clients came to me and they was like, look, they told me, I'm supposed to be teaching them.
like, Miss Wendy, you gotta learn to relax and breathe. I fell out. I thought about it. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, that was 100. That was it.
They listen. When you don't think they're listening to you,
right.
They're listening to you, Brother Rock.
And that's
they're
why
listening.
I take the time to try to teach them the way I do, you know, teaching them the science of meditation. You know, so the first part of my class is always meditation theory.
Right.
Method,
right.
How to understand it, put it in context.
Right.
Because it's such a potent subject. You know, it's
exactly.
Not just a phrase. There's a lot that goes into that.
Exactly.
And so it's a very, I really am elated when they're sitting back and they're really listening to me and I ask them questions and they're giving me the answers to my questions about the subject. I mean, this does not work. You know, what I'm doing, that does not work.
Yes,
whatsoever.
It's not.
I really enjoy it.
It's enjoyable. And I can't wait to get out there in Wharton.
Oh, yeah.
Get our facility up to date. And we're going
to
yes,
coming
gonna,
soon.
Hey, we're going to have it going on
yep.
with that method because they love it. You when you think they're not paying attention,
oh, yeah.
they like children.
Mm-hmm.
When everybody think the kids ain't paying attention, they paying attention.
Yep.
And these clients are paying attention
oh, sure.
because they know how to, well, what's the word, emulate? The words that you,
oh, yeah.
that you said. To other people.
And it's a positive thing.
Yes.
Positive.
And they had a wonderful time. And it's only because of Relax and Breathe.
No.
And we love you. Thank you.
Thank you
for giving our clients that they need it, they love it, and they taught me a lot. They taught me a lot.
That's
they
a
do.
Lot coming from you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot.
You
taught me when I was like,
rider, boy, I tell you.
I was like, wait a minute. Why we gotta do that? When they taught me that yesterday, I was in tears. And it just messed me up the whole day.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. The clients, if the clients get it, because that, you know me, I'm about my clients. I'm about all of them. I love people.
Mm-hmm.
I love taking care of people. I love doing anything that comes to my people. Uh-oh. Our boy in the building.
Yeah,
he is. He in the building. That's
real,
the boy.
Man, real.
He's back in the building, baby. But we love what the clients had to say about this young man right here. And this is my brother, Brother Rock. And he got that song out. Yeah, tell him.
Y'all
tell him.
Tune in to Relax and Breathe. That's actually our first official Therajam.
Yes, it is.
Now, the other day I gave them the first official Therajam concert where I got
right.
two of my songs at the clinic for the clients.
Oh, man, they was dancing.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know you had it in you, Brother Rock. That was dancing. That was all over the place. And I was like, wait a minute, what's going on? And I walked up there, and you were singing the song. And you were singing it in a different method. Because the first one we heard
yeah.
was different. But then you went on, and you was and they were jamming. They got up and started dancing.
Yeah.
Well, we had a ball. And I loved it.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you
yeah.
for even teaching our clients that. Because let me tell you something. They teach us.
Yeah.
Even though we are there to help them and to get them back on track with life, they're helping us as well.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't understand that. It takes a minute for it to register.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, but we got our boy in the building. Okay. Come here, buddy. Come here. This is our boy right here. This is what we was talking about from yesterday. This is the man in the
man,
building.
He was teaching
men how to be a man. He was teaching men how to be men and how to take care of their women. He was up there with you. You had us going. We was floored. We was floored.
I'm going to give me one of them y'all drinking.
You going to get one of these? Tell him to get you one of them. We got you. Just sit right here. We just need you right here. All right. He's going to go. He'll be back in a minute. So we're going to take a pause for the call, okay, and pay some bills. And we'll be back with our brother Infamous and our brother Rock. Yes, sir. Woo Mo Red Radio Network with your girl Red with Real Straight Talk. Thank you for joining. Have a good one. You going to work? Are you all right? Going to sleep? You going to sleep? What you going home for then? Okay.
Be careful. Love you.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Thank you.
like me. No comparison, no, she don't, she don't. Ain't gon' lift it up like me. She ain't got the recipe. No comparison, no, she don't, she don't.
So why you won't keep her? Don't get the picture, I write it out. Losing everyone that held you down. I put the boy on and now he's telling himself. No, it ain't nothing to put you back on the shelf. Too late for sorry, so boy, back down. I had my issues, but one left now. 99 problems, but a nigga ain't one.
It's your girl.
It's your girl. Hey. Oh, it's the girl. Red. We back with you. Some real straight talk. I got my girl coming up. Man, this is an awesome woman.
Yes.
She's my baby sister.
Her baby sister.
Oh, my God.
My
She's
best
doing
friend.
Great things in the community. She's doing great things, period. Your girl, Porsche, from
Woo-woo
Radio Network. Here we go with Porsche. She's going to come in and tell y'all some things y'all need to hear. Come on with it.
Hey, do it.
What's
like
going on? We ready.
We check ready, Miss Girl.
Hey, world. Right. So,
hello.
So we were talking about, before you came on, we were talking about your boy, Brother Rock.
Okay.
And he had influenced all your clients. All of them, we took our spot yesterday.
Right.
And they brought me some tears. And the tears that they brought me to, because they was talking about relax the breath. And I didn't think they were really listening. I just thought they were just sitting there. But, you know, people listen to things that you have to say, whether you know it or not.
And the lower your tone.
Yeah.
The more they pay attention.
And they was paying attention, Robin. When I say
them women, they went in that bar room, got their foot to top, and they say, Miss Reed, you got to relax and breathe. But I fell out.
The mantra.
I was like, oh, my God. And I ain't had no, I didn't even have a phone. I couldn't even record what they were saying. But they were so elated about the spa, about getting their feet done, their hair washed, and they was grateful. And that's what you do. You put people in perspective places where they can be grateful for what you're doing for them. And we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Well, we thank you.
I don't want to make it,
I
got no makeup on.
You got no makeup on. Don't cry. Because we love it. And he fixed it.
I ain't moving nothing.
And me and him, we've been with you since day one.
Yes, y'all my day one.
And we've been on the network and the job site. But you got DNA Grant. Yes, we done everything. We do everything with this lady. Because she has a vision for everything. And, I mean, she piles on us. And we just get it done because she knows what she got going on. She my baby sister. I'm supposed to know this before her. And she knows before me.
Business mogul.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm grateful.
Motivation roses.
Yeah. I appreciate getting my roses while I'm here to accept them. You know, oftentimes people, they want to wait and give that two-minute expression when you leave here.
No, I don't want that.
I don't ever ask anybody for any kudos, any high fives, any thank yous, anything. I never ask for anything, but it's appreciated when you get your, when you're able to get your roses today, while you can enjoy those roses, and they're genuine roses, because whether you know it or not, once you leave here, everybody that you thought you didn't like and didn't like you is going to be up there with 20 minutes, with 2 minute expressions. They're not going to be genuine. It's just a part of that moment that you're not there to say, hey, you didn't fuck with me when I was here. The fuck you doing up here talking about it now?
Exactly.
So I appreciate all the admiration, all the honor,
yeah,
all the kind words. I appreciate the work y'all do. This is what a lot of people don't understand. Without a team, there's no I in things. You got to have a team.
I'd have a team to get it done.
You got to have a support group. Even if it wasn't in business, in life itself, you have to have a support group. You have to have somebody to give just a hair more about you than you give about anybody else. Just a feather's ass.
That's
all you need.
That's all you need.
So these people that we take care of daily, the reason they appreciate that is because they have family. You don't get to choose to be in your life.
Exactly.
God ordained your parents, got them together, and birthed you. So you didn't get a choice in that. But your family, you get to choose them. You get to choose who you share your space with. And the one thing that I learned from this lady is that if a motherfucker in your life don't serve a purpose, why are you wasting your time? Either you're going to be there to make me laugh, you're going to be there to give me some money and help me along my way, some kind advice, you're going to be able to do something for me other than suck up the fucking air I breathe.
Oh,
and that's why I live the way I live. And that's why I give more than I take. And I love more than I hate.
And you
that. That's a true statement.
Talk.
She does the most.
5 years strong.
Sometimes I'll be like, will you stop?
Keep on going every day.
Will you stop?
Are
trusting all these people.
Are you grinders out there? Think you grinding?
Yeah.
We can show you grinding.
I'm Jamaican. She's Jamaican.
Yeah, just bought a food truck. My husband bought a food truck.
Yeah, Jamaican. My husband bought me a food truck. I need something to make me happy after all of this day's work. I'm fucking with all of this shit out there. Yeah. We on the radio network. We on the ranch. We on the real estate company.
We're on a trucking company. We have an upscale restaurant downtown Houston.
Yes.
We're doing everything we can. We have a retirement community for disabled veterans. We have a community that we have for people that are homeless with no funding, where they can have a place to live and not be treated like shit. I'm your family. I ain't your relative. Choose me, and I guarantee you.
You don't got to be blood to be family.
Sometimes your blood is the motherfuckers you need to run away from.
Exactly.
Sometimes your blood is the motherfuckers that's going to cut you deep. But with that being said, I talked to a man today, and I explained to him what you had going on. That man almost fell out. He had to walk to his business because he was like, I'm a retired vet. I'm homeless. I'm trying to make my way, do what I need to do to get to where I was.
Yep.
And he said, and your system is opening up a community for disabled vets. He said, man, I do whatever I can. And I was like, you know, because a lot of times you don't see that. You don't hear that. People saying, oh, she helping, trying to help people. You know, most people are trying to take. But when they see that you're trying to give to people that was in the Army, that was in any type of a military. Yeah. And he was like, I need to meet her. So he said, I'm going to come out that Monday. And I hope she be there to see me when I come out there to take care of her horses. Yeah, she got horses.
People don't know that I'm not, I've never been to the military in my life.
Never. I never desired to go and commit my life to a government that don't give a fuck about me.
And all your
because family. Once I go there and come back, your wife don't know you no more. Or you don't know her because you got PTSD or you don't beat her ass.
Yeah.
You done allowed yourself to go over there and get tainted with the untruth and fight a fight that's not your fight. We're still in. I want to say it's new wave slavery. This new slavery. And we're still making ourselves subject to it. We're still teaching our kids, I'm finna hit you real hard. We're still teaching our kids to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, that's respect. Because we're ignorant enough to not read a fucking book and know where that came from. It came from the white folks telling you that you're inferior, so you better dress me this way. What's wrong with yes and no? I can understand uh-huh and uh-uh, but yes and no. Yes, mother.
Yeah.
Yes, father.
Yeah.
No, mother. No, father. Why do I have to say ma'am and sir? Because back then they'll hang your ass if you didn't.
Exactly.
So we continue to teach our children that same behavior, just like we're allowing them to take over the schools and teach our children that homosexuality is the new norm.
Oh, no.
God, I don't care about your sexuality. I'm not fucking you. Do your thing. But you ain't got to put it on the cartoon.
Yeah,
you ain't got to put it on the stage. You ain't got to bring it in my living room, because in my living room, me and my man fucking. And my kids know what's going on.
Right.
Mama. Why you keep going, cause me and daddy can decide to make another one of you motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Two bitches can't do that. Two niggas can't do that. So we have to be ready for what they're putting in place now. Now, I talked to somebody the other day, and they said, ooh, these white folks going to the moon, they going to leave us. I said, when them motherfuckers going? I ain't going. You ain't going to tell me take my ass to no moon. It ain't never been about us. It ain't never. We continue to surrender ourselves and be subject to military and prison. Military ain't nothing but glorified fucking prison.
Right.
They in your face, hitting in your face and yelling and screaming at you. They teaching you to kill, but you come out here and the nigga go in your pocket and you kill him, you go to jail.
Right.
This motherfucking Indian or whatever the fuck he is, Pakistani ain't did nothing to me. But I can pop his ass if I want to, and it's okay. But I can't pop that nigga from breaking in my house. I'm going to have to get a lawyer.
Got to break the monotony.
We have to.
Yeah.
We got to take these generational demons and bury them. Our forefathers didn't know what the fuck they had. It's power in numbers. If this motherfucker can break, but if you pull them all together.
Exactly.
And look, check this out. I'm going to hit you one more time. We so fucked up, ain't never had none. We don't want to help nobody else with nothing.
Please do.
You know that happened.
We don't want to help you do nothing. We want to charge you for everything.
Oh, man.
Even,
oh, Lord.
Even the knowledge that God gave you for free.
Exactly.
Let me tell y'all how ignorant we are. We buy water. We buy bottled water. That's how ignorant we are as a people.
Exactly.
Because they told us that the tap water wasn't no motherfucking good. But I bet you the kids at home get thirsty, run in the house, turn that bitch on. They still all right.
Exactly.
And we wasn't as crazy as we are now. We wasn't nutty for you, cuckoo for goddamn two.
Well, we got
it's
water world.
Goddamn dirt, if you want to. Take these cell phones and put them up so we can stop this generational bullshit we got going on.
Exactly.
Our military is nothing but a new way of, it's always been prison. Because if you remember back in the day, they take your first, they take your son.
They
come and get your ass. You going whether you want to or not.
Exactly.
And if you don't go, you're going to jail. Boy, ain't that a bitch.
In that order.
So they stopped drafting, and Indian niggas started saying, oh, you going to give me a check? I'll go.
Yeah.
Now, knowing that check, you're going to have to live with it for the rest of your life, because now you're bipolar schizophrenic, you're paranoid, you got PTSD, your bitch don't want you, your kids don't know you. Not what you got. You got a group home.
Or you in one.
Not what you got.
She's speaking some facts, so facts.
I'm not talking about something I heard.
We've seen these.
I do this 10 years. For 10 years, I've been going on the street and trying to pull my people off. I don't give a fuck about your money.
Yeah.
When I go to heaven, he ain't asking me how much money I got in the bank. He asked me, what did I do with the life he gave me? He gave me this life. He gave me every dollar. And he didn't say, put that in the bank. He said, go feed somebody. Go do something for somebody that can't do it for themselves.
Exactly.
That's it. So if you want to find me, I'm at 6430 Court Road. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm not so holier than thou that I'm no earthly good, but I am saved, sanctified, and filled with his spirit. Yes, I am. He know me and I know me. I know him. And he know I might call you a sorry son of a bitch because he taught me how to say it.
Exactly.
So peace. Be still. You hear that?
You heard it straight here.
Ask your girl. Right here.
My girl.
Real
my
talk.
Best friend.
Right,
Woo Mode Radio, baby. WOPEMODE Radio Network. We're broadcasting live from Elite Lounge, Southwest Side.
Don't let nobody touch your bottle.
Yeah,
don't let no man touch your bottle.
Your girl, Rick.
You got to ejaculate all of your brain. You know this is real straight talk. We're going to say it's on our mind. That's how I work, baby. We're going to do what we need to do. But on that note,
we're here at Elite Lounge.
We're here in
right here on Hillcroft.
And we're
open business. Y'all want them crawfish? Come and get them. Chad's out here boiling them up for you.
He boiling them up, baby.
And they good.
Fries.
And they good. And it's good. And the that chicken got me so full. I only had three. Oh, God, it was only three pieces. Oh, and I was so full. It's ridiculous. I said, I don't need no more to eat. Feed the people, man.
We ready, man.
Look, you go home, and you lay in the bed with your husband. You ain't cooked no dinner, but you want your husband to fuck. He ain't got nothing to skeet out. Bitch, go make a meal. Get a nigga something to skeet out. Cook the nigga some food. Give me some nourishment for all that vitamin D. My husband gonna wake up at 2:00 in the morning and say, I want collard greens and oxtails. A bitch gonna say, all right, daddy.
On that note,
But,
on that note.
Right, because I'm going to need you to do what I need you to do and be prepared. Don't tell me you ain't got no vitamins. Oh, I'm tired. My stomach growling because I'm hungry. No. You're going to do what you got to do, right? Feed that nigga. The way to his heart ain't his stomach. I'm going to tell you that now. That's bullshit. Myth.
Let's do it.
That's myth. That's a myth. That's a myth. What's his heart?
She ain't even the way to his heart.
What's the way to his heart?
Real. Submission.
100.
Submission, being a submissive wife.
I got that. I'm hard.
That's it.
That's it. That's it. I was
don't ask nothing to start with a W.
Don't ask nothing to start with a W. If you don't ask your man where you're going, who you with, what time you coming home, you'll be all right. You'll be all right if you stop asking all these goddamn W questions.
A woman with some knives.
Because you asked it for a lie. I'll be there in 19 and a half minutes. What you going to get?
True.
I had your girl, Sean.
Yes.
I had your boy, Infamous. I had Gorgeous Denise.
Yeah.
I also had
Gorgeous
Jay in the building and Brother Rock. We were all up here with your girl, Red.
Baby, lie.
Oh, my God. Remember, don't be a part of my moment, baby, because my movement makes move mountains.
Be a part of the movement.
Be a part of the movement. We out. We out. And we love you.
I don't have no
you
mic.
Hear every day. She dropped the mic. She got to go. Stay ready. Keep from getting ready. Y'all stay tuned.
You always wearing them glasses.
A group low radio network.
You don't want to let no sucker look you in your eyes, huh? You better show them eyelashes. You love what you do with a patch. Ooh, that shit attract. I fuck with you, girl.
All he wanna do is gas me. How we end up in the backseat? Just tryna get to the bag. We on the same page, you the same way. Only keep the fam around me. So let me know what it's gon' be. I don't plan on getting no sleep. Why we doing our thing, moving too fast. Candy paint with the windows all black. See creme brulee, what they gon' say? With the top down, screaming money, anything. We up till 6 in the morning. When the sunrise, we'll be on it. Ooh, I got 5, we all so live. Tell me when to go, baby, when we gon' slide. Baby, when we gon' slide. Hey, hey. Up all night, baby, when we gon' slide. Oh, hey, hey. Baby, when we gon' slide, slide. If we on a run, nothing matters when we one-on-one. Looking at us cause we going dumb. We on the same wave, you the same way. You know I'll be down if it's with you. Where we going, baby, what's the move? We should take a trip up to the